You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who'll serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
1 in 8 start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today we got a couple of hard hitters coming through. Two of my favorite people to hear on tracks at this moment in time. Y&J, Louis Ray in the building. How y'all doing?
Yes, sir.
A lot of animal energy coming from the other side of the table.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's the Coochie Man. Yes, sir. We are here, man. Good to see you, brother.
Yo, you're a special guy right here.
Crazy.
You got special energy. Oh, my God. How are you guys doing, though? How's this L.A. trip? What are you guys trying to accomplish while you're out here besides smoking copious amounts of weed and possibly pouring medical elixirs and seltzers?
We're just really trying to get more work did. Mm. Just meet new more artists, work with more people. You know what I'm saying? Just build on what we got.
It's been a ridiculous year for both of you guys. No doubt about that. Sure. It's hard to even pinpoint moments. For I feel like it was movie for you. You and Rio was the song that really blew your shit up, and it was Coochie for you. So you guys have both had epic, iconic fucking song. And obviously, there's a lot more music than just that. I feel like those might be some of the highlights. But you guys have, it's been a crazy year, especially coming from where you guys are coming from.
Them definitely the highlights. You know, like he had that big dumbass CD, Coochie Land.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Just in general.
You're exactly right, man. It's like Coochie was a real, real, real big song for me, and it really helped me build around Coochie Man and Coochie Land and really build my image. And Movie was a real big song for him because, like,
it kind of helped me stand out. Like, Rio was the most shit talking. It's like, if you weren't, like, it was like him or nobody.
If you can get a track with him and do your thing and stand out, especially when he always got the most ridiculous shit possible to say. It's hard to stand out when you're next to Rio. Let's be real.
You right.
Sure. Did you always? It's crazy because then we like.
No. My question was, how long? Okay, let's go back. Early days. Because you guys been rapping for a long time, is my understanding. And it just finally started to make sense. But let's talk about the early days of you guys coming up, like before you even knew each other, when y'all were just kids. Like, what was the upbringing like?
Me and Ree, real brothers.
Okay.
That's my real blood little brother. But it wasn't, we all grew up in this, it was all the same city. The city's small, so it was like everybody kind of know everybody.
Right.
Anyway. So we kind of just, me and Ree ain't really grow up together. We ain't really get to hang until we was older.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But growing up was kind of like the same as everywhere. It's just on a small scale. So it's like, it's kind of tough. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean,
it's hard to get seen, heard. All type of shit.
It's surprising to see so much talent coming out of a small city at a year like 2020, 2021, where, you know, you kind of get used to seeing, you know, you see Chicago pop off. You see New York and L.A. are like the big, Atlanta's the big music scenes.
Mm-hmm.
But when you guys were coming up, there wasn't a ton to look at in terms of local heroes that were really made it in the music game, right?
Right. We don't know none.
Mm.
That's right, like, until you get to Detroit, like, Trey got a lot of people that's doing that thing before. Where we from, we don't know nobody made it in rap.
Right.
Yeah, we did some real historical shit, man. It's like, it's real crazy because it's like, we really from a small, small place like that. It's really like hard to see on the map. Like, it's hard for people to see us if you're looking
they
from the outside.
They only know the water fucked up.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But it's really not a bad place. You know what I mean? It's a lot of good people that come out of there. You know what I mean? It's a lot of talented people there in Flint, Michigan, and in Beecher. Mm. You know what I mean? I'm from Beecher, Michigan.
Okay.
That's right down the street from Flint. You know what I mean? And my brother Louis Ray from Flint, so it was just like, when we linked up, it was just like everything was
It's like we brought it all together type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah.
But Beach are a real, real, real small place. Like real small. It's like right down the street from Flint, probably about 20 minutes away.
That motherfucker like five long blocks.
Right. Yeah.
But it's like we are our own community, and it's like, but Flint like my home too. Flint like right next door. It's like we next door neighbors. You know what I mean? And Detroit down the street. That's how it is. It's like Beecher and Flint, we next door neighbors, and Detroit like down the street from us. It's like we all one. It's like we all in the same area.
Definitely. So when you guys were growing up though, like, when did you guys meet?
Probably met like probably about 5 years ago.
Okay.
About 5 years ago, but we didn't really lock in for about 2 years ago. Like, I always knew him, but he was younger than me. So it's like, we ain't really had no reason to hang at that moment. You know what I'm saying? He was in his teens. I was older already.
Right.
So it's like, once we got together, it was like perfect timing. You know what I'm saying? He was kind of right at the stage where he like, shit, he's serious about how he trying to rap. And I was already rolling in the city. Like, I was popping at the crib.
Okay.
And we kind of just tied in. And then next thing you know, he got to like, he just got to smacking every. Everything he dropped was smacking.
Right.
Like everything he dropped was smacking.
You got an ashtray?
We do, right?
And that was back at the crib. That was before Coochie.
Right.
This was before Coochie. He had the city going crazy before it. So then when the song came, it was all like perfect time, because once we started rolling, it never stopped.
How'd you get? Right. So you had a little thing going before you, but how did you get your footing in terms of getting your name up at that time? And what do you think it was that actually made it all connect like this year?
It was more like me. I kind of just always like my brand called Still Grinding, because it's like I feel like no matter how far you get, you gonna always be doing something.
Right.
You gonna still be working some type of way.
Sure.
So it's like I just never really stopped rap. I always was doing shit. Like I went to Detroit. I used to go down there and perform, pay to perform, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's like I always had like a little something on me. The light was kind of on me a little bit in the city. So it's like when they came, like he came, he was already rapping too for a little minute, but he wasn't rapping with me.
Uh-huh.
And then like Rio and them kind of broke into Detroit, like they made Detroit listen.
Right.
So it was like once Detroit got to listen, they got to hear all of us, and we was together at this point.
Uh-huh.
So it was like it just rolled all in like that. But me personally, I stayed on by not stopping.
Right.
Just kept going. And once they caught flame, I was still in there.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like.
Right, because they talk about you like you are a real rapper, a real good rapper. Like the way Rio talks about himself, you would think that he's a terrible rapper. Like he talks about himself like he's like a joke rapper, and that some of these other guys that he's been around, they're really good rappers, but then maybe like what he started doing helped some other people figure out how to really get popping.
Yeah, real rapper, like a motherfucker, but he like, he wasn't serious. He was kind of like playing. So it's like, he took it more like he just doing something. He wasn't really serious. Like on my case, I was really damn near writing my raps. Like he freestyled this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was writing them, like thinking about what I was saying. So he look at like, that's real rapping. You know what I'm saying? That's how you kind of look at shit.
Who
like
were you looking at for influence at that time? And then how did Rio's come up and that sort of energy kind of change how you were looking at what you were doing?
My influence really was like, it was some other homeboys I had back at the crib that used to rap. And I just kind of liked the rapping because we was rapping about what we was doing. So that was kind of like just a laughy thing. Like, man, we did that and rap about it, you know what I'm saying?
I think a lot of rappers have that time period where they're rapping, just being funny, having a good time with it, and then at some point it kind of clicks, like, shit, I could do something with
this. Yeah, and I started down there getting offers for like 500 for little shows, and at that point, I'm like, 500? Shit. I thought that was a lot, you know what I'm saying? So that's what made me keep rolling. My friends kind of, they was more like stuck to with the street side of the shit. And I kind of was like, shit, I'm finna fuck with this music. I just like rapping.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Rio and them kind of, like, I used to try to tell him, I used to try to have him rock. He owned a couple CDs I had before.
Mm-hmm.
I got the pop. He owned like a couple of them bitches. But he wasn't serious. He was like, you know what I'm saying? He just wasn't on that. And once he got in there, that motivated me again, because I'm like, damn, this motherfucker got the popping. Like, he came in rolling too. Like, where I'm like, damn, I've been doing a lot. I got to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? So that motivated me again. Keep going, because it was times I felt like, man, fuck rapping for me.
Right, it gets so frustrating when you're just doing your thing on a local level, huh? Even if you're seeing success, it's tough to break past that.
Hell yeah, it's like, it make, when you leave Flint and go see other shit, it make you feel small. Like, you be like, damn, these motherfuckers really popping.
Right.
Like, I ain't doing nothing for real. You know what I'm saying? That's how you would think. So it was like, it was that type of vibe a couple times. But shit, now that we here, it's like, shit, I'm still on the same motion. I'm going to keep grinding. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep still grinding, keep going. You know what I'm saying? I see that's what work.
Right.
What work is keep going.
Jay, what was your perspective on what Louis was doing and what was going on in the city at the time, around the time that you started making the music that would cause you to blow up?
Yeah, it was like, man, it was crazy, man. There was a lot going on in the city. It was a lot of people, a lot of good music coming out the city. Louis was one of the biggest ones, you know what I mean? He had the biggest stage performance. He came, great energy, everything. But it was like, I always knew if me and Louis linked up, we'd take over the world. It just was like, it was destined to happen. But it was perfect timing too, you know what I mean? So I sat back and I played, and I sat back and figured it out. I sat back and tried to learn the game, you know what I mean? Mm. Me and my cousin, PJ, you know what I mean? Propane P. We sat back and tried to figure it out, and tried to because he'd been trying to figure it out for a long time, man. Mm. And that's who my manager is right now. They can hit him up for features and booking if you want to book Coochie Man right now. But yeah, man, he been trying to figure it out for a long time, trying to figure out how to get in the music game and trying to figure out what steps you got to take, you know what I mean? So we sat back and figured this shit out, you know what I mean? And like, I knew once we linked in with Louis, I always was a character. I always knew how to go character mode, you know what I mean? Whatever I did, I always was like a good character, you know what I mean? So Louis was a real street nigga, you know what I mean? So it was just like, our music collide perfect, like, you know what I mean? I might come with some funny bars, and then he come with some real bars. Like, because with Coochie, it's really deeper than just a funny song. Because, like, most of his bars was really, like, he wasn't really rapping about funny shit. Like,
that shit was really some shit cracking off, but it was, like, jokey. Because motherfuckers done, like, it sounded like shit that don't happen. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So it was, like, some jokey shit, but it was really some real shit.
Definitely.
So it was the science to knowing that if we, you know what I mean, if we really lock in, I sat back and figured it out. But I've been making music for a long time, and I've been making music for 10 years now, you know what I mean?
Really?
But I finally figured out, like, I never used to rap off energy beats, you know what I mean? Mm. Shout out Energy, you know what I mean? I've been on Energy, like, a long time, all my life. Energy from the Energy beats.
Oh, so he's from right there. But
yeah,
like,
he's from BJ.
You've been getting beats from him forever, so you've seen his style change?
No,
or?
I seen, like, we grew up together. We grew up in the same neighborhood. We grew up in Beecher. Yeah. He from where I'm from. So it's like, we grew up together, you know what I mean? And it's like, I seen him, like, I was with my cousin, YSR Grams, you know what I mean? He always been tapped in with Energy. You feel me? I seen the whole process of Energy growth, but I never, like, jumped into that lane because I used to be so passionate into how I used to rap. You know what I mean? Like, I got an album called MVP. If you go back and listen to that, it's like a different type of album. It's like, it's like crazy. You know what
like
I mean?
You can call him a rapper too. If I'm like a rapper,
right?
You can call him because he know how to make real music that make you feel it. Like, damn, that's just stupid. Like, you will feel it. But he, you know what I'm saying? That seemed like the catchy shit. I mean, the hyper shit.
Once I figured that out, you know what I mean? Me and Energy locked in. He sent me some classic beats, you know what I mean? I went in the studio, you know what I mean, at his house. Like, me and Louis, like, this shit crazy how this shit started.
Yeah,
like,
story breakdown.
The story, it's really a story behind this shit. Like, we quarantined together for real. Like, when Corona first started, man.
Like, the Coochie song really was the quarantine.
Yeah. Really? That's
like, if you
very
listen
interesting.
To it, if you play it back now, I would have told you that you're going to listen. Like, that is everything you would do. What,
was the song the frustration that you had that it's COVID, you can't have girls over,
damn
so here. You can't get no Coochie?
No, we was loaded with Coochie.
Yeah, I doubt that loaded. Stopped you. Come on now.
Yeah, it's really like, going like, on. Like, real very like Coochie land.
Like, it was locked in house.
Yeah. Like, I'm talking about. Like, I went to his house. When quarantine first started, I went. My cousin, PJ, he dropped me off to his house. I told my cousin, I'm like, we finna lock in. Me and Louis finna lock in. Shit, I knew Corona was real. I told myself if I leave the crib, I ain't coming back to my mama crib. You know, at that time I was with my mama. I'm like, I ain't going over my mama crib if I leave. You feel me? Because Corona too real. I'm not bringing COVID back. Like, if I leave, I'm like, wherever I'm at, I told myself we stuck together. Like, we were scared. I was telling him. Everything I'm looking up. I always been that type of nigga. I always been like that. I'm telling him all the COVID symptoms, everything.
Yeah. I'm in there not thinking. We got alcohol, literally rub alcohol.
Right. This shit sounds.
We had no sanitizers now. We was in there drop this point alcohol on each other's hands every time.
Especially when COVID came out, you didn't know what it was. They were trying to tell you could really get it from like touching a doorknob that somebody else touched and shit.
Shit was
man,
crazy.
We was in there really.
Who was taking it serious? Like, I told him, like, we can't. No, it's for real. Like, this shit's serious.
He was gaming me on the shit, where I'm like, you scare me, man.
Yeah, and I mean, that makes sense that you're kind of like a post-COVID superstar because the vast majority of times I've seen you in a video and shit, you got the mask on.
Yeah.
You embrace the mask wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I embrace it.
You rocking it now.
This shit's serious, man.
Serious, man.
To the point, I'm finna make some masks. I'm finna tap in, make some YN masks, Coochie masks, all that type of shit.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But This shit deep, man.
Yeah, like we sat down that bitch doing quarantine, man. It's like, and it like everything kind of just was there. Like we bought a little studio.
Yeah. Made 20 songs a day.
Really?
20 songs every day. And Coochie was made in that process. Coochie was like one of the first songs we made.
Really?
When I went over there in quarantine.
And right. It was a serious moment though, because it kind of like broke down who was around us at that moment. Like us being together, being stuck, everybody like kind of being stuck, kind of made it where you saw who was really like rolling with you for real, or who was really had your best intentions.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And because that, like, it was all like, so it was on top of that being fun and happening. It was still serious though, like, damn. We seeing like motherfuckers we thought was all love kind of be like,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers weren't really fucking with us for a minute.
I mean, it can be hard to focus on being in the studio when there's so many girls, so many clubs, so many shows going on, etc. Yeah. It's like it definitely
should be a lot.
There's probably a lot of hit songs that have been made during the coronavirus that might not have been made otherwise. But that's really interesting.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare insurance plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare insurance plans at uh1.com.
Yeah, sure. Shit deep, man.
Did you guys, one thing that really stood out to me when I did that Rio interview, that he was talking about how he met Peezy, and Peezy has such a huge impact on him by taking him around and kind of showing him the business side of things and showing him what it was to get a Spotify check or go do a feature with somebody, et cetera. Did you guys really have anybody that was putting you on game at some point, like helping you figure out how to actually start making money off this? Or
hell no.
No.
We kind of just...
That trial and error.
Yeah, we kind of... What's so crazy, to be real, we was kind of... rolling off Rio moves, but it's like he ain't able to travel, so he's able to travel, so we kind of learned that on our own. Mm-hmm. We came to LA by ourselves, first time for both of us.
Right.
Me, him, P. I think that was it for real.
Right.
Just me, him, and P. We kind of just been rolling, like, we just been learning as we go for real.
Right.
Like, we ain't really had nobody really, like, nigga, we got a lot of reaching out, a lot of people reaching out, but it ain't like nobody trying to really help for real. Kind of people just kind of just reaching out.
Mm.
Ain't nobody really on some shit like, man, I'm gonna show y'all how to get this, like, I'm gonna help y'all do this shit.
That's interesting.
Nobody did.
But now you guys probably have labels all over your shit trying to be involved, trying to make something happen, right?
Yeah, and I feel like one thing about Flint, man, I'm gonna tell you one thing about Flint and B-Trail and how we move is crazy, because it's like mostly all of us is unsigned artists.
Mm.
Like all of us unsigned. Like we started this shit from the bottom, like from nothing. We figured it out, and now we at this point. And that's like, we got every label in the game hitting us up right now. Like, we got so much shit going on, but we still like I tell Louis every day, like, bro, like
hungry, like, yeah. I ain't even thinking about it.
I tell Louis, like, bro, like, I really had a goal. Like, I told myself when we first started this shit, like, I want to become the biggest independent artist to ever do this shit.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because I understand that it's really it's a lot of money in it, and if you figure it out, you got it. You know what I mean? Like right now, I'm rolling. Like as in, I'm talking about, even though it look like I'm dropping music every, it's getting to the point, I've been dropping a song every day on DistroKid.
Mm.
Every other day. And they doing stupid streams. They counting up after 3-4 weeks, they got 1 million views.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like, labels gotta come better, man. They gotta come with more. It's like it gotta make sense, you know what I mean? So I feel like that's one thing about Flint, that we all rolling right now. Like we all independent, we all just like.
And we kinda like gritty. We ain't got no problem with getting it out. We ain't got no problem with grinding it out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this shit, though, it just makes sense, what I'm saying.
It's crazy because, you know, we've been used to it so many times. Like when the whole Chicago drill shit happens, all of a sudden their sound is getting ripped off by, you know, all these different mainstream rappers kind of start taking this sound and trying to sound like drill rappers, whatever. Yeah. Sometimes I'm kind of surprised that, like, Energy has such a signature sound. You guys have such a signature sound on all this Flint shit, but it doesn't feel like you really have that many. Like, I'm expecting Kanye to put out a song with the crazy ass drums and trying to, like, sort of capture that energy. And it feels like some people don't seem like, or maybe I'm kind of seeing shit differently because I don't realize that it still is a fucking underground movement in a way, and that it hasn't necessarily bubbled over to the point where everybody is paying attention.
Yeah.
But it does feel kind of crazy that you guys have such a sound, and that it feels like either people can't imitate it, or mm-hmm. they maybe just feel like haven't figured that out yet.
It's too distorted. Mm-hmm. Like, it's too, a motherfucker here to be, or like here to be without us rapping on it, it's like, that shit don't sound so good. Like, it sound distorted, and mm-hmm. that's what we capitalize on. Where, who gonna fuck they song good? Mm-hmm. Like, who wanna fuck they song good?
Right.
Like, in this shit, like, how are you doing today? I know I ain't gonna. How are you doing? Like, I don't. How are you doing? No, I. How are you doing today? I'm the coochie, man. I just put up. No, I can't say that, man. I just put up with 10 hoes in the dune even. Like, that shit just like. It's damn near. Like, you can't do it.
You can't like, say what's gonna happen next. Like, you don't even know what we gonna do next. We might fuck around and sing.
Yeah. Right. Like, you never know.
You don't know what we gonna do next.
It's kind of your thing to start a verse off, fuck up one of the bars, and then just be like, nah. And then just come right back to it.
And then it'll fuck the head up if he don't fuck it up. Right. And then just rap all the way through, and at the end, might fuck up.
Stop.
Like, you don't know when I'm gonna fuck up. I might fuck up at the very end.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, or fuck up through the whole song.
Is that part of it to you? You don't want it to sound perfect? You want it to sound kind of raw?
Trying to be perfect too hard.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That shit takes too much time.
It's like sometimes this shit done got deep, man. It's like, man, I don't know what the fuck going on, but it's like Coochie Man taking over me, man. Mm. It's like I'm really not even Coochie Man. I'm YNJ. But Coochie Man is man, this shit crazy. Like, I don't know what the fuck going on.
Did you always know that, like you always were trying to blow up, but you probably didn't know that you were going to blow up off a song that's basically just talking about pussy.
About pussy. Coochie.
Coochie.
Doonies.
Doonies.
Yeah, all pussy, that type of
shit. But Coochie Man is taking up. Like, this shit like the Nutty Professor, yeah, like Buddy Love. Like, I don't know what the fuck going on, but it's like Coochie Man be tapping into a whole different part of me. Like, I don't know.
If I could pick a song to blow up off of that would probably get you more coochie, it's probably a song called Coochie Man.
Yeah, any coochie song, any song that we make, Triple S, the one of the biggest songs on TikTok right now. Triple S, we need everybody to go run it up on TikTok.
Really? Run that bitch up some more. And it's like number two.
Yeah, right now that bitch going stupid on TikTok. I need everybody to go run that up.
Put it up there. It's just up there.
And I need everybody to go tap in. I just dropped the album. Ninja Warrior, that mm-hmm. shit's so crazy, like deep, man. It's like.
And I just dropped some. That shit going crazy.
Still Grinding 3.
And I just dropped Still Grinding 3, relit. You know what I'm saying? That bitch going crazy too. That bitch.
Yeah, this shit deep, man. This shit like, we've been dropping so much music.
Okay, so you're locked in for Corona. Does that help explain how bizarre the flow that you landed on with Coochie Mane was? Like, were there a lot of songs that sort of sounded like that before that? Or was that the first one when you really, like, it feels like a lot of you guys in Flint and Detroit and shit are kind of competing on creative-ass flows, mm-hmm. basically, is how, like, I would put it. Like, finding a different way to stand out on the beat. And that song managed to do it to a totally different level.
Yeah. Like, I feel like it always been like that, though. Like, we always been the type of people. Louie always been like that. I always been like that. Like, I always been trying to figure out how to come up with a sound that's like only me. That you can only be like, damn, that's him.
We ain't never had no problem with trying shit. Like,
yeah. Mm. Experimenting different
hard.
Shit.
I gotta do that again.
Like, we got a lot of different sounds, man. We got rock songs, all type of crazy shit, man.
Really?
We can try. Scared, we can rap off every type of beat, for
like,
real.
Music is music. Like, you can't really say what music is. Like, it's just music.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I look at that shit. I just music. Like, you might hear some shit that you don't know what they saying, but the beat so hard that you fucking with it. They could be talking in Iguala or something. And you don't know what they talking about, but you fucking with the vibe.
Real shit. That played a part in the coochie shit too. Like, the beat was so crazy to the point, like.
And then it doesn't care what we said.
Shout out Energy, man. He a goat, man. Energy Beats, he's a fucking goat, man.
Has he done interviews or anything yet? Is he really trying to be out there in the public? Because it feels like he could be a lot more famous right now than he is if he wanted to.
He's quiet for sure.
Okay. Yeah, but he on his way, man. He finna be the next big thing, man. He the greatest. You feel me? He the best producer to me. You know what I mean? Shout out Baby on the track, too.
Man,
shout out Sad Beats.
Wayne, man. Wayne 616 going crazy right now.
Grease. Okay. Grease.
Next hottest motherfucker right now.
There's probably so many younger rappers that you guys look at from your area or otherwise that you're like, damn, we inspired the fuck out of that kid.
Yeah, for sure.
You seeing it right now? And is that weird to see a little mini-me's popping up here and there?
Man, everywhere.
Yeah, all around the world, for real. This shit, like, really
you see him, man.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere I go, it's at least one rapper that really, like, sound like me, for real.
You know what?
Like, everywhere I go. Like, but I look at it like it's a good thing. Like, I want it to become a sound that's in the, like, if people want to do it, go. You know what I mean? I want it to become a, I want it to be like a sound in
it
the
was
music game.
From Africa that sounded like us that sent us some shit, man.
Really? Yeah, this shit
and
deeper.
And I be wondering how big is this shit? Like, is it? Because I be seeing it stopped at like 27 million.
Wow.
But I feel like it's bigger than that. Like, it really gotta is. Be bigger than
I
that.
Heard some rappers from Africa that sounded just like Pop Smoke and them, but I gotta hear that, like, because they're taking inspiration out there.
Remember we want some niggas holding the chop that was doing mm-hmm. that, like. I forgot their name, though.
That's legendary.
Mm-hmm. I probably could find it. I don't even know how to go find
shit
it.
Shit crazy, though, man. Like, this is what I try to do. Like, I look at that shit. Like, I look at this shit. Like, anybody could be a rapper. You know what I mean? Like, anybody. You feel me? But everybody can't, you feel me, can't shift the game or be or, like, change the sound within music. You know what I mean? Or make a sound within the hip-hop genre, you know what I mean? Like,
anybody could come in and sound like somebody else. Like,
yeah, but it ain't too many people that can really come in with a real sound in this stick, you know what I mean? And that's what I'm basically trying to do.
40 years, millions of people getting on beats trying to stand out.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing to actually find a flow that stands out enough that it's like your signature flow when you think of all these people all these years trying to do that. You know, that's very rare right there. And even for all you guys out of Flint and shit, like just to have a moment in time or a movement where there's just a lot of interest in music coming out of the same small city, that's amazing.
Yeah, the shit legendary, man. The shit
really is wild.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We just trying to make it bigger and keep it growing for real.
Yeah, and we understand the fact that this shit can be over tomorrow, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like.
And we ain't sleeping on it. We ain't too big headed, none of that shit.
Do you feel like COVID, in a way, though, even though it kind of created the environment where you guys were able to make these songs and blow up, it also, it's a weird time for y'all to blow up because so many ill things that y'all be able to do right now. You'd be able to be on tour, going South by Southwest, going to Complex Con, all this cool shit.
As we speak, I had a craziest stage performance, like stage presence, like right now.
Right.
Like if we was doing shows, like when the world opened back up.
I could just imagine, bro.
It's finna be crazy. It's finna be crazy. Like this shit finna be real historical shit.
I can only imagine what a performance would be like right now.
Yeah, we finna trip.
Could you imagine like a Flint tour getting a lot of the heavyweights? Maybe?
I could bet you it could be one of the biggest things out if somebody could put that shit together.
That would be huge.
I promise you.
That would definitely be a moment in time for sure.
Yeah.
It feels like one of, like, if there has been a lack of coverage of you guys by the mainstream media to a certain extent, one thing that's really helped blow it up was that you guys have gotten a lot of fucking love from sort of like bigger, more mainstream rappers like Yachty and Uzi and like all these guys who.
All of them too.
Those two, they stand out to me as two of the dudes who are huge. They're millionaires. They have all the success, but they stay mega tapped into the underground. They always are like on top of what artists is popping off on a
more. Really surprise you what the fuck they be doing.
Right.
Yeah.
I swear.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Yes. I give a big shout out to my brothers, man. Lil Yachty and Lil Uzi, man, they support us, man. They really show real love, man. And we appreciate that shit
and
for life.
It's like the real, it ain't no fake shit. It's real, yeah, they fuck with
it. When's the first time you had a conversation with Yachty, though? Like, how did that unfold at first for you guys?
I remember, though. That's the crazy part. We was in Bell Harbor or some shit. And he was at, he wrote him or called him or some shit, but Jay and him calling him in the backseat of the car we was in. And I'm like, hell no. You know what I'm saying? But I had seen Yachty talk to my brother Rio before, before that. So I'm just like, hell no, you know what I'm saying? He called me, like, boom. He come on the phone. He fucking with him, like, what up? Woo, knowing shit and everything. Or I'm like, damn, he on it, fucking with him. Like, man, yeah, come out here, woo. I'm like, damn, that's crazy. That was the first time I remember him actually talking to Yachty. You know what I'm saying? Then, so we went to Atlanta, like, we went back home, woo, did something probably. And was out there.
Yeah.
Sure.
I went straight out there.
How was it like hearing him hop on the beats that you guys be rapping on and just having fun with it? He's been on a lot of those Flint beats at this point.
Right now.
Yeah.
And he's talking to him.
That shit legendary, man. That shit be crazy. That shit be fun.
He reminds me of the same energy you guys got, though, in the sense that he's just.
He liked the energy. That's what he said. Like, energy.
He has a lot of fun with it. He definitely, you know, he came up off of just having an interesting energy on tracks, you know? So I think he looks at some guys like you guys and he sees that same thing. Like he's like, yes, they're fucking around, they're experimenting, they're coming up with unique, interesting sounds. So I know that that's like what drives him towards that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
What about Uzi? How'd that happen?
Yeah, man. Uzi had Uzi reached out to Uzi posted a video on the on a four wheeler with
that dog.
Oh yeah, he made a video. He went live playing our song.
Oh, okay.
You feel me? He was in the and he had a dog, and he was dancing with the dog. You feel me? The live went crazy. Everybody tagged us in it. I always like reach out as soon as somebody tap in, and they always tap back in. You know what I mean? He tapped right back in with me when I reached out. He hit me up. You feel me? He told me it was nice. Music was nice. Like that. I said, I appreciate it. And then he posted a video on the four wheeler with Cy. His name Cy. Shout out to my little brother, man. That's my boy.
Uh-huh.
But they was riding on four wheelers and shit doing.
Oh, we got the video right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he put it to your song. Oh my God, that'll do it right there. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's real support. That's real love. I appreciate that. Yeah, that's real love.
5 million views.
Wow.
Yeah, so he tapped in. I sent him a song. I said, what's your number? Tapped in with him. Sent him a song. I sent him the Coochie Scout part two. I got a song called Coochie Scout, a real big song. Now hold on, it's like a dance tour. You do this.
Yeah, that shit went like viral right after Coochie.
Right.
But I shot him the remix. He got on it. You know what I mean? We posted a video on live, listening to it. You know what I mean? It should be coming soon.
That's fire.
Yeah.
That's kind of like a unique decision that you had to make once Coochie Land blew up. It was, am I gonna just let this rock and have this be the sort of soul Coochie song, or am I gonna fuck with this as a brand and try to branch out? It feels like you've had like actually a bunch of success with elaborating on that and just sort of twisting that same kind of flow / phrase into different ways.
Yeah, because it was deep, because I had to build I built a name around it. It got so deep to where I named myself the Coochie Man. You know what I mean? I made an album. My first real debut album was called Coochie Land. You feel me? I came Coochie out. Like, I dropped a lot of songs called Coochie. All that. Like, it was just like I ran with it and it worked. You know what I mean? Mm. And I thank God for letting us get this position. You know what I mean? Let us get a chance to take care of our family off music and shit like that.
Definitely.
Yeah, and experiencing and seeing the shit we seeing. So that's some shit you would never see from Flint. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed.
Yeah, independently too. Like we being, that's the best thing about it. Like I'm just appreciating. I'm right. Like as of right now, I'm taking care of my family independently. You know what I mean? Just off dropping music on DistroKid, shooting videos.
That's what I was gonna say. This must have totally changed not only your financial situation and your life, but probably people around y'all, right?
Yeah, and friends, family, and friends. Like this shit. And then it's only getting bigger. You know what I mean? Like I'm only 21 years old.
21. Like, wow, that's crazy. How old are you? 28. Okay, so you got a few years on him. Do you see him being a little too wild at times? You're like, damn, man, like you got to slow down.
Yeah, he wild as hell still. Shit. But it's like, it's fitting though. So it's like, he don't do too much.
Tripping. You know Coochie Man be tripping. Yeah. It's not me.
Yeah, you fitting. You know what I'm saying?
Why, you known for just like acting totally irrationally when there's some good looking booty around?
Like I remember before he
around?
Was the Coochie Man when he used to get drunk. Like he was like he was like a quiet nigga. Mm. He kind of quiet. He kind of to himself for it. But I remember he used to get drunk. Like we had shows back at before we got the problem back in Flint. He'd get drunk and be fooling like on the table.
Yeah, I stand on every table. I'm breaking every I'm really like a mosh pit type of art. That's what I'm saying. Like when the world back up, I'm finna do some real big shows and it's gonna be crazy. I'm really a mosh pit type of artist. I jump in the crowd easy, like just for fun.
Kids love that energy.
Energy was crazy before he was the Coochie Man. But you only seen it doing rapping time.
Yeah, shout out to Patron too. Patron did it.
Patron did it. But now you rich, so the lean did it?
No, Patron, I ain't gonna lie. Patron really like turned me into the Coochie Man.
Okay.
Like it really like I swear, like the Coochie Man, he know the Coochie Man a whole different person than me. I'm YNJ, the Coochie Man is like a whole different person. I started drinking Patron, he started tapping in. I'm like, oh shit. Fuck! Like what the fuck?
Crazy.
He started tripping. Yes, sir, it's the Coochie Man. How you doing? Welcome to the Coochie House. Welcome to the Coochie House. It'd probably be some butt naked girls walk like it get crazy in the Dooney houses. Like it be Dooney rooms and different rooms. You can like it's deep.
So for them who don't know, what's the difference between Coochie and Dooney?
Like it's Dooney the same. Like Dooney's is
being like that's like the actual action of doing this. Yeah, Dooney's. I'm doing it.
That's like the Dooney's is like the
Coochie right there.
The Dooney's and the Coochie is two different things, just like right and left and up and down. But shout out to my cousins and my brothers Zeke and Luch. They really came up with it. But
oh, so you've been saying that before the song went crazy?
Yeah, like me and my brother Lucho and them, like when we used to get Dooney's and shit like that, Zeke, we would come out the room, shake each other's hand. Doonies, nobody know what we mean. Like, that's what we was talking about. Okay. Like, we just got some Doonies in the room. And beating Doonies down is different than having sex. Like, them two different things. Like,
how's it different?
Because, like, you can have sex, like, beating Doonies down, your leg, the leg on the bed gotta break and shit like that. Like, if your leg on the bed ain't break, if pictures ain't falling, like, pictures be falling. Like, they know if I'm beating a girl in the room and they in the other room, the whole house shaking, TV.
It's holding your toes to the gate like this, right?
Yeah,
right.
Like I grip my feet on the ground when I'm, like, when I'm beating somebody from the back, when I'm beating a girl from the back, like, I put my feet on the ground and do this, so I can have grip, and I beat her loose, like, and when I beat her, like, I beat her loose. Like.
You should wear work boots. Yeah. You throw some Timbs on it's so Dooney you can boots. Really dig your feet
in. And coochie boots. It's the same thing as coochie boots. Yeah, like, but no, it's like,
you gotta come bare feet.
Yeah, you gotta come, you gotta do this on the carpet. Like,
you gotta leave a print. You gotta leave a print.
You gotta grab the
floor. What it's making me think of is, you remember when the story came out and the porn star was saying that Lil Baby, like, basically summoned her to his house and just fucked the dog shit out of her, didn't say a word to her, and then just sent her on the way?
That was he beat the Doonies down.
I feel like he beat the Doonies down right there, right?
That's beating the Doonies down, man. You gotta beat her, like.
The way she got something to say when she leaving.
Beat her loose, like.
I mean, she said it was like the best fucking that she ever had in her life. That's beating the Doonies down.
That's all it is. Like, just do it and leave.
Yeah. Dude, like, she got to remember forever. She got to go to Coochie Land. Coochie Land is like a real place. Let me tell y'all that. Like, Coochie Land is a place that you can really go to. Like, and it's like motherfucking Willy Wonka place, like the chocolate factory shit. Mm. That shit like a magical place with the most beautiful women. Damn near streets of gold, all type of crazy shit. But you gotta, it's like a, you gotta click your heels twice, step back and say, coochie, man. Mm. I just did my dance in the coochie. That's my coochie dance. Right. Bitch, you gotta, bitch, you gotta let my friend fuck you. That's my coochie friend. Mm. Bitch, back arch when she walk. That's her coochie stance. Mm. Like, why she, come here, girl. That's coochie. Stop. Coochie, man, I told you about that, man.
Man, dog.
Coochie, man, you gotta stop.
There it is.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale. Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
I don't even know where to go from there. That was so amazing.
I try to stop this shit. I don't know how to stop. I got to figure out how to control it. I feel like once I figure out how to control them, it's going to be like, I'm going to be able to move better. I'm going to be able to, like, but I got to control them. I figured out, you know what I mean? Like I said, when I used to drink Patron, I used to trip. He ain't say the other part, though. Like, when I used to almost beat up the security every time. I used to be beating up security, me and my boys, all that. Like in the club, like, right. I get to tripping. No, they put me out the club, I'll be ready to fight, I'll be tripping. You know, when you get drunk, you be tripping. Oh, yeah. I learned how to control coochie, man. Uh-huh. And I don't never do that. You know what I mean? And it's like, I grew. You know what I mean? I got older. But when I was younger, I was a kid, I was like, I used to get to, you know, you can't just stand on tables without the security tripping.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's a whole story that come with that.
I feel like but when I used to be in Coochie Land was when I used to be drinking and popping Zants.
Yeah.
That's when you were really just be beating it down for 3-4 hours, just in a haze, like, you know, and then
she laid out. You walk in the bathroom, come back out, she can't move, she sleep.
Like, down a bit.
She threw. She can't really move, like, she ain't gonna do a lot of moving. Like, she got it. She gonna get up, go to the bathroom, come right back, and she's due.
She's gonna need some water. You might want to get her some water.
Yeah,
I feel that.
We get crazy.
Yeah, no, definitely. Are you considering, like, are there more coochie records on the way, or are you planning on taking the brand to a different level? Are you making apparel that says it?
Man, this shit finna.
We got some mo. This coochie
shit
don't stop.
Yeah, it's a Coochie Chronicles. Like, this shit gonna be like, yeah, like, this shit go forever. Like, and then I want y'all to know, like, this shit be deeper than music. Like, this is how we is here. Like our music is gonna be the reason why some people was born, man.
That's
like,
real.
For real. Like, so it's like, this shit finna get, like, deeper than that. Like, it's gonna get, like, we finna figure this shit out for real. Like, I'm finna write a book about this shit and really teach. It's another thing I want everybody to know.
There's a book coming.
It's a book coming, man. It's a real book coming.
It's like the Kama Sutra.
Coochie is what you want.
You really tell them how to do it.
I need everybody to know, it's a such thing as badges, man. You can earn your badges. You feel me? Everybody don't know how to beat the dunya down. Everybody don't know how to attract beautiful women. Mm. You know what I mean? Everybody don't know pickup lines or nothing. You know what I mean? It's a lot of things. So it's like, it's just finna be a whole book about this shit. And it's like, it's badges, man. Like you gotta earn your badges. It's just like with Coochie, like a cookie scout. You know what I mean? You earn your badges. Like Coochie Scouts, you gotta earn your badges. You know what I mean?
Right. And Coochie Scouts still screaming high.
You're probably really attracting the women that are down to just get fucked, and they just are really looking for some quality dick. You're attracting the kind of girls that every guy's out here looking for.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Definitely. I love you. I love you, beautiful women out there. I love y'all. I love you all.
Well, so since you're such an expert in this field, let me ask you this. And I know there's a lot of guys, not myself so much, but who have had this problem. You have a girl over, and then you beat it down, but you beat it down for like, you know, a minute 30.
For sure.
What do you do? Where do you go? You pop a rhino? You go right into Viagra mode? What do you do? How do you take care of the situation if you want to continue to introduce her to this world of pleasure, coochie land, if you will?
It depends on how high I am.
I really beat the doonies down. I don't need no pill. I don't need no honey pack. This is such thing as honey pack, too. You know what that is?
No.
It's a lot of shit out there.
It's in the gas station right next to the rhinos, maybe?
Probably up in that section.
I never popped a rhino, so I still don't know what they're all about. I've been thinking about it, though.
This is such thing as honey packs. It's like a gold pack. It's like real honey.
Oh, wow.
But it, man.
I'm coming right in here. If I fail, I'm just get back at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just get back in a minute.
Yeah, I really beat Dooney down for like, like once I'm done with a bitch, once I'm done with a female.
You make your mark.
Yeah, like it's through. Like we done. Like
we done figured it out.
If she's asking for any more, she's just being absurd.
No, she gotta go.
You're crazy.
No,
she's being greedy.
She's being greedy. She different. She's a demon. It's a couple animals though.
Right.
It's a couple females that's like animals.
So what kind of girls do y'all go for at this point? When I'm assuming, you know, you can fuck with the models, the regular girls, the OnlyFans star. Like, you know, where do you choose to project your attention?
Really ain't looking for nothing though, but somebody you could trust for real. Like somebody, it damn near ain't gonna be a new motherfucker for real.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, right. I'm looking for some new attractions.
I need the top tier. Yeah. I need the sexiest women in the world to DM me right now. Like, I'm talking about like right now. YNJAY_ DM me and just see what I say back.
If you are some sort of supermodel, if you are a Victoria's Secret model, Tap in, why not?
Just DM me and just see what I say back. It's going to be funny. I'm going to make you laugh for sure because I do that type of shit.
Mm. So now that you guys are getting money on a different level, where does it go? Obviously, the Burberry store has received some of it. Your local drink salesman might have been tapped in with.
Shit, man. The houses.
Really? You going for that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Link you guys are in the middle of the good market for it, too. Yeah.
Stocks.
Too cheap, for real.
You stocks got GameStop? For sure.
Hell yeah. Mm. I damn near got every stock. Fuck it. Yeah, give me every stock.
Oh, that's it.
No, we got a lot of stocks, though. We've been on that shit lately. Like, that's the main thing we've been on. That's like, that been our, like.
We already knew how to hustle before this shit, though.
Mm. Yeah. And we know all the tricks in between this shit. It's Chico's. You feel me? It's people that know shit. You feel me? That we know. You know what I mean? So. They put us on it, we take, we got a lot of people that really know a lot of shit giving us real game, you know what I mean? So it's like, and we really listen, you know what I mean? My whole life I sat back and listened, I'm just now being able to talk, you know what I mean?
Mm, definitely. Did you tap in with Drake at some point?
And who?
Little Birdie told me that you and Drake might have a conversation at some point.
Oh, yeah. Drake, look, man, there was a real story behind this, man.
Okay.
So when I first was coming up, I had almost 50 fake pages of me, man.
Wow.
Like, it was so crazy. But mine only, my official page only had like 20,000 followers.
That's why they started imitating you, because they think they're going to be able to trick people.
Exactly. Mm. But it was one person that had like, man, he had damn near more followers than me, man.
Wow.
It was a fake page, though.
I got hit by a fake Trippie Redd page back in the day because the Twitter had more followers than the real account.
Oh, my God. Man, yeah. I'm talking about this dude was scamming all my fans all around the world. I'm talking about every single, man, Louis was right there to witness it. Every single day. somebody was sending me a screenshot getting scammed from the other page.
Right.
And then what was so crazy, I was posting it every single day. And it was like, I go, like, he blocked me, but I go on somebody else's phone and look at the comments. It's 200, 300 comments, every comment, fire emojis and shit like that. Not one comment, and it's the fake page.
Wow.
But once I got verified, it instantly got, but the story behind it was Drake followed the fake page, man.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, shit. Somebody had sent me a screenshot. I'm like, shit. I had posted a screenshot of it, and I had told my fans to tag Drake, but Lil Yachty ended up hitting me up and told me, like, I'm going to let him know. He should just check it a little later.
Right.
And I checked in about 2-3 hours, and he had followed me. I shot him a message. He texted me back, and it was all love. You know what I mean? I really want, and hopefully we make some music real soon.
If this scammer got Drake to send him, like, $200 on Cash App, that would have been... You'd be feeling guilty as hell, even though you had nothing to do with it.
Man, that was the biggest scam I ever went through. I was so mad because I'm like, I'm the coochie man. I was mad as fuck about this shit. You know me. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm a real street nigga.
Right.
I wanted to fuck him up so bad. I wish somebody would have let me know who he was.
And you're just sitting there mad as hell and you can't do nothing
I'm talking about
it.
No, he was like, he scammed, but I was making so much money. I was making my money no matter. Like, I was doing, charging $5,000 a feature, doing 6 features a day. I was getting it in, but he was scamming half of my other fans for the same shit. Hey, he charging them, charging them deposit, getting $2,500, all type of shit. I'm talking about every single day. Like, that shit was crazy. But that shit, once I got verified, that shit. But I need y'all to help my brother Louis Ray and RMC Mike
get
verified.
Verified. Hell yeah, me and Mike.
I run this shit up.
Mike is not verified, and you weren't verified either. Fuck, Laura, come on, we gotta put some calls in right now.
I don't understand it. Our page is just doing that.
That's fucked up. You got way too many views to not be verified. Damn, and how they gonna do that to Mike too? That hurts.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
Wow.
They're supposed to be verified for sure.
What a shame. How did you end up on the line? How the fuck you thick with no ass? It's like the kind of line that I just end up thinking about all the time.
Man, that shit was crazy. Man, it was like it was really just freestyling, just going crazy in the studio.
How the fuck
it'd be really packed, though. Like, this is what I'd be really thinking. Like, when I'd be seeing girls that be thick with no ass, I'd be like, how?
How's you
like, I'd be thinking this type of shit in my head. Like,
you wide as hell.
Twisted up. I'd be thinking, like, how the fuck is, like, females be thick with no ass? Like, that should be, it'd be really bugging me sometimes. Like, the shit be making me mad.
Right.
I'd be trying to figure it out, but, like, it'd be like, the shit that I think about is put it in songs. Like, everything that y'all ever heard, like, I always said it or I thought it. Feel me? I just, like, fuck
it. That should be damn it would be being said.
We don't think about it too hard either.
Like, might say that if mother walk by, like, how the fuck she think with no ass?
Like, how?
I
should got a smooth back. Yeah. Really, like, that's basically just saying, like, you got a whole back and then
like,
it just.
How the fuck you thick with no ass? You got a smooth back. Like, your shit like this, like, iron board back. Like, your shit go straight back. Like
to the butt.
How's your. And it be connected. Like, I'm finna tell you something. Some girls don't even got no booty crack. It just be straight asshole. Right
the crack starts mad low.
Like, how the fuck? Where the fuck is your asshole? Like, where the fuck is your fucking. Your fucking ass crack, man? You ain't got no ass crack. You just got a booty hole. Man, that shit deep. Like you, your shit goes.
Shit.
Your shit goes straight down like this, and it connect to your legs like this. Like, that don't make sense. It goes straight down. Like, which camera you want me to look at?
Well, whatever. This one's probably the best one.
That motherfucker goes straight down, or it might do like this. But like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Shout out to them too. You know what I mean?
I feel because. That. How you feel about the fake asses? They're taking over, especially during Corona, because these girls got plenty of time to be at home healing up. How you feel about it? You see a ridiculous fake booty? Is it kind of a bad thing in your mind, or you're
it
like, no,
good.
It's cool. It look good.
It look good.
That's all I can
it
say
feel
about
good
that,
sometimes.
If it look good,
sometimes like a motherfucker.
Why not?
Yeah,
we're available for business.
It definitely look good.
What So what do you guys got planned coming for the new year? Like obviously, like there's no. Your blunt is prepared, kind sir. Obviously, you guys have blown the fuck up this year.
Yeah.
And we feel like we can consistently rely on y'all to keep dropping heat on YouTube and stuff. But you have bigger plans in terms of projects.
Video today.
Oh, there's a video coming out today. All right.
Yeah, what look, time?
And he just threw some merch at you as well, just so you know.
Real shit. Real shit. So I'm going to tell y'all some real life shit.
Let's hear it. Foe.
Triple S video is done.
Okay.
We just need, I ain't even going to lie, man. We need all the big platforms that like we need y'all. We need y'all help to get Triple S. Triple S is finna drop, man.
Yeah.
It's a real great video. We put a lot of money into it. You know what I mean? So
big song.
Pitchfork and everybody. We need all y'all to tap in with us on this, man. This is a real big release. And I promise y'all, it's gonna be a real big song. Like a real big song. Like for sure it's gonna hit at least.
We need
million.
A push from the music industry right quick.
Yeah.
And y'all independent, out the streets.
Let me know, I got
I'm a coochie scout. Y'all tap the fuck in. Like, ooh, you gotta be a real coochie scout when you got this shirt on. Like, that's, you gotta be looking for the cat.
Two of the best emojis.
Look, I'm only gonna see that in coochie land.
If you creeping on some coochie, you need these emojis in your lexicon.
Yeah, like, this shit real life. Like, this shit historical.
Mm.
You gotta know it.
Somebody told me that the laughing emoji's over, and now you gotta do the cat laughing.
Yeah.
That's the new, yeah, the new haha. Or jaja.
Coochie laugh.
If you're in
the coochie be laughing for real. The
if you're in South America,
smile.
They say ja ja ja.
The coochie can smile, laugh, talk.
If you do it right, it'll smile back.
The coochie can tell you smile. It don't want to.
Mm.
She can tell you she want to, but the coochie can be like, no.
Real talk, my girl might get a Doonies beat down tonight. Just yeah, on the strength of this interview.
Yeah.
It's just get me riled up.
Yeah, you gotta beat.
We bring that type of energy around. You gotta leave and go do something like that, man.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell her. Hey, I was just talking to the homies.
Somebody.
Yeah,
I was just talking to the homies. I'm really trying to fuck, baby. Josh, what's your shirt say right now? I want YNJ to read this shirt out loud.
Let me see this.
Read this shirt. This is a good slogan right here too.
Bigger the fupa,
tastier the chalupa. Shit.
Oh my god.
How you feel about a girl with a strong fupa? You could do a bro. You're the coochie man.
A strong fupa.
You could be the fupa man.
I don't even meet too many.
That's unbelievable.
I ain't meeting too many fupa holders.
Treat her fupa like a chalupa.
I don't even know what that is, bro.
Chalupa isn't it? Some Mexican shit, right? It's like a sandwich or something. I don't know.
You got big doonies. Yeah, big old doonies.
I got to see you in the studio,
girl.
Bro.
You big doony girl.
I want to see you in the studio just trying to come up with a bar, just making the craziest noises, blurting out the most random sounding shit. I bet it's a fucking
damn,
fun
I
time.
I think it's Pistol Jam. I just went up to the club just to get some lamb. Chop sitting by my side, watch me hit my dance. If I make it to the top, I can't forget my mans. If you see me with him, that's my brother. I ain't got no friends. I know a nigga doing life in jail because he ain't got no hands. I know a nigga if you... All right.
Man.
That's hard. You doing life in jail.
All right. I know a nigga. I know a nigga if you shake him up and get you popped like cans, like sodas from Michigan. Mm. I'm backstage at my show getting tied by fans. Yeah. You know I keep some hard copies like the CD, man. Yeah. I know a nigga used to claim they blood, but now they GD damn. Remember when they used to talk about me, now they need me damn. I gotta keep a fire stick by the TV stand.
You get it? Y'all get it?
Yeah.
I get it. Blammy packs.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That shit deep. Like, this shit be really like that's how I do. Like, that would have been half of the song right there.
Right.
Like, for real. Like, we freestyle all of this shit. Like, we really just be going bar for bar sometimes, just coming up with the craziest shit to say.
I like how you confidently just restart the bar. Like,
yeah.
Right back into it. I never heard anybody make restarting the bar sound so natural.
I'd be frustrated sometimes. Like, we'd be frustrated. I'd be frustrated. Shit. Like, sometimes, like, I'd be frustrated. I'd be mad. Because I'd be finna say something even harder. I'd be like, no, right. I can't say that. I'd be getting mad. Like, I'd be losing, like, going crazy.
Yeah.
Like, because that's why sometimes my bars after that, it'd be even harder because I'd be able to charge. Like, I'd be charging up like Goku, like Dragon Ball Z.
That's actually what I was thinking. I'm like, this
and
I need
all the animated people that know how to make animated shit, man. I need y'all to tap in with me. I'm trying to make my own animated show called Coochie Man. Mm. I feel like I'm talking about, like, I'm telling y'all, I started off. I already got the idea where I want to go with it. This shit right here is a fucking $1 billion idea, man. This shit is crazy, man. This shit gonna be on the Adult Swim, Netflix, everything. It's too crazy, man. It's too it's me. You know what I mean? Like, this shit is like, it ain't gonna be nothing fake. It ain't too much that we gotta make up or come up with.
Yeah, I know.
No, that's a fact. Man, this has been a fun ass interview. I'm glad I got to meet Louie. I didn't know Louie was even coming with you, but very important piece of the puzzle right here.
You know, that's my blood brother right here, man. We stick together like this. We like glue. We stuck forever. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Yes, sir.
Anybody that the people need to keep an eye on coming up out of Flint? I know this is going to get some people's feelings hurt if you don't name every goddamn person out the city, but
I'm going to let mine be known first.
I'm going to just say, look at Flint.
Yeah, look at Flint.
Look at Flint, you know what I mean? Artists. Look at Flint. Doing that thing for sure.
And look at Beecher, man. B-E-E-C-H-E-R, man. Look at Beecher, man. Like, real talk. Like, I'm from a place where you don't make it out. Mm. Like, for real, man.
There's a Flint artist calling me right now.
I'm from a place where you don't make it out. So it's like, all I got to say is I want all my people to keep going. You know what I mean? Shout out to my YN gang. Shout out to my brothers. You know what I mean? RMC Mike, Louie, yeah, Rio.
Shout out to
Grindhard Mike. I mean, Grindhard E.
Lil E. That's what I'm on right now.
Yeah, sorry. My motherfucking brother right there. You know what I mean? We just shot a hard-ass video yesterday to Day After Day. I want y'all to go tap into that. Yeah, and everybody, and everybody else coming out of Flint and Beecher. We
shout
want y'all to keep going.
Fucking with us, man. We need y'all to keep pushing this shit, keep helping us get bigger and bigger shit. I know how we coming. We're going to keep y'all satisfied. You know,
yeah, we're going to keep y'all satisfied. We're going to keep dropping bangers. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to keep y'all satisfied. We're going to keep dropping bangers for y'all. And we're going to take y'all females to Coochie Land. It's a Dooney house. It's a Coochie bed. It's a Coochie couch.
Yellow brick road.
Coochie refrigerator, it's a coochie flow. You can get beat on the flow. I'm like a dog. I beat you right there on the flow. Like, and I beat you real good. Like, you're gonna be thankful. Like, I'm talking about having the flows to be clean where I be at Marple Flows and shit like that. Man, everywhere we go. Like, even if we go somewhere, go out of town, everybody, you know, if you watch my stories, Bellagio, $1,000 rooms, all that type of shit. Like, stupid shit like that. You feel me? You get anything. We got get beat anywhere in the house. You feel me?
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
The garage.
So come to Coochie Land.
It's happening.
It's going down. He said the garage.
I appreciate you guys, man, for real. Like, the energy, the music is fucking crazy. It's just, I appreciate what you guys are bringing to the game for real. And it was awesome having a conversation with you guys.
Real appreciate shit. Shout out to you too, sure, man. Real talk. Yeah. Man. Shout out to Adam, man.
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, sir.
No Jumper, YNJ, Louis Ray. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Keep an eye on these guys on YouTube
check
and all
us
that
out
shit.
On Instagram, man.
Instagram.
Louis Ray _
YNJ _ just one. And stay tuned. I'm finna drop an album called Coochie Chronicles. And I promise y'all that shit finna be so hard. And Ninja Warrior just dropped like a week ago and it's on the Apple charts right now.
Right.
Like, fire. I need everybody to go run that up. Ninja Warrior video finna drop any day.
I listened to that project last night, but I might have to throw on some Louis Ray on the drive home because I ain't heard his most recent project. We're about to get on that.
It's called Relit. You got to go listen to it.
Go run that shit up.
There it is. That way. Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Bye.